Today's daf maseches Erevin, daf nun hey. Before we get back to the halachos of calculating the edge of different shaped cities vis-a-vis the Tchum Shabbos and figuring out, which the Gemara is going to spend some time on now, figuring out how do we determine what the end of the city is, and how do we figure out where the 2000 Amos begins, and how do we shape the city if the houses are in different places. This will all occupy us over the coming dapim. Just before the Gemara gets back to it, we have the Agadah, to the finishing, the final words of the Agadah section, finishing off at the top of Amud Aleph with the Pasuk that we find towards the end of Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed, where the Torah says, Lo b'shamayim hi lemor mi'ale lanu ha-shamayma. Person doesn't need to go, it's not up in the sky, whatever it is, we'll find that in a moment, that a person doesn't have to literally fly up to the sky to get whatever it is. One pshat is from Avdimi Barchama Barchasa, that if a person wants to have ownership and mastery over their Torah learning, or the Torah study, one must go to great lengths. And the extremes are She'im B'Shemayim, the Gemara says, B'Shemayim hi atat tzurich alo sachareh. If it's up in Shemayim, you have to go up. You have to go up and grab it from there. And if it's on the other side of the ocean, atat tzurich lavor achareh me'er le'yam. And you have to go there. And the other approach from Rava is that this is a warning to learned people not to let their learning inflate their ego, that they don't need a teacher themselves. That's the Marashak, Swin Shemag Bia Dato Alayam. What do I need somebody who's going to teach me? I'm on a higher level above everyone. And the Marashak says in the second half is the Marachivayam. My mind is so broadened that there's a topic that I know all about and I don't need anybody. And I don't need anybody else's interpretation, understanding. Now, from our sugya, this pasuk is a reference to Talmud Torah, even though it's not explicit in the words. If you look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says, Rashi follows this understanding of our Gemara. However, comes the Ramban, Ala Torah, the Ramban, Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yedalev, in his commentary. Then he says the Torah says ki mitzvah zos l'rechokim imenu. It's talking about not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the mitzvah of Teshuvah. And it starts with lo rechokachi, it's not far away from you, it's achievable. In fact, the Ramban says, language of the earlier pasuk, v'shavta Hashem Elokecha, and v'shevot Elokecha, which are the imperatives to actually do Teshuvah as a mitzvah, those are the mitzvah. V'shavta, says the Ramban, is a guarantee of our collective tshuva. So we see the central idea here being brought out by the Torah. Although the trouble is, how will the Ramban fit with our Gemara from today? That's usually a reference to Talmud Torah. Our Gemara seems to say it's talking about Torah specifically. So where does the Ramban come to saying that these psukim are talking about Teshuvah? So I saw a wonderful answer to this question, Sefer Oros Yimei Rachamim, a Sefer on the Yamim Noraim, Amud page 143. It's a B'Shem of Aaron Cutler, that learning Torah, he says, is also a chelik, is also part of the tshuva process. It's also part of bringing a person back to their roots and back to who the person is really meant to be. And now we get both Talmud Torah and tshuva all wrapped together. The Targum Yonasan seems to say this idea explicitly in the pasuk a few lines later. Ki karov elecha davar meod. It's very close to a person. Well, what's the davar? What's the thing that's very close? So the mitzvah of tshuva from the earlier pasuk of Lo b'shamayim hi is what's being referenced here. So the Targum interprets these words as encouraging limud Torah in a base of medrash. Karav elecha davar meod, talking about limud Torah in a base of medrash. What's that doing here? So we see again how Talmud Torah is a main component of tshuva. We finish with the words of the Chidah in the Sefer Yosef Tehilos, which is a commentary on Tehillim, and in his commentary on Perakuf Yates, which is the very long section of Tehillim, the eight sections, begins with Asherah and contains eight times the concept of Shuvah is mentioned. And then David HaMelech, when he speaks about Torah, uses eight languages as well. So Torah and Shuvah come together to emphasize that Shuvah happens, but a big piece of being able to be Chozer B'Shuvah, a person actually bringing the Shuvah process to a full completion, is incorporating a recommitment to Torah study.